This is a conference in Bangkok, October 2013. Message 1. Verses are Psalm 120 and 121. Well, we do look to your blessing, Lord, together in the Lord. We come before you. Do separate us and cleanse us with your blood. May the Holy Spirit speak to the churches. May we all be able to hear your voice. Open our eyes that we may be able to see the spiritual things. To lead us. To ascend. We do want to see that all the churches can go on. And to reach your glorious goal. Amen. Year after year, there's been conferences. We also do look to the Lord. I hope that the Lord would speak to us. And that he may also lead all the churches to reach what Paul says as a full-grown man. The personal life of the brothers and sisters need to grow. And there needs to be change. And you need to mature gradually. A Christian's life cannot stand still. You know for yourself whether or not you have grown, whether there's change in you, whether there is transformation, whether you knew the Lord even more, whether you have experienced this glorious Lord even more. That's why the personal life of the Christians need to change. Do not think that you already have it. A husband should ask the wife, have I changed? And the wife needs to ask the husband, have I changed? If the husband says, we've been married over 30 years and you're still the same old you, don't be angry. You need to repent. Do not get upset when the other person just says one sentence to you. This goes to prove that you have not changed. And there is no spiritual growth in your life. In the book of Philippians, Paul also said, we have written the verses here as well. You can go read them yourself. Paul kept forgetting the past and pressed diligently towards the goal. He said he was pressing forth towards the mark. Let's take a look at it. It's worthwhile that we learn of him. Philippians chapter 3, verse 16. Is it verse 16? It may be a mistake. That's okay. We begin with verse 12. Please read it in Thai. Up to verse 16. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected. I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Each one of us needs such an attitude. We need such a desire. Of course, the Apostle Paul was truly one who was pursuing the Lord. You look at his attitude. It doesn't just mean to say that he was humble. This is not just humility. This is truly his inward desire. He says, not that I have already attained or am already perfected. Now let me ask you, are you perfect? Of you who are seated here, who is perfect? Virasak, are you perfect? He's shaking his hand. We all have to do the same. If you say, you're perfect, then I have to hide my face. Brother, are you perfect? So if you're not perfect, what should you do? Do we just live on like this? As a Christian, if you do not pursue to be perfected, you may say, it's not possible. Then you are an unbeliever. You do not believe. You are not perfect, but you do not pursue, you do not seek. At least, you have to be a little more perfected this year than last year. Is there progress in you? A little bit. That's good. At least there is a little bit. If there is a little bit, then there's hope. If there's not even a wee little bit, then we're hopeless. Truly so, brothers and sisters. I don't care how we were before. We were all not good previously. But how about now? How about the present? How about tomorrow? How is it from year to year? Paul's attitude is that not that I have already attained or that I'm perfected, but I press on. You have to seek. You have to pursue. You're not pursuing knowledge. Just to understand the Bible. I have seen many who understand the Bible, yet I see no change in them, and I see no growth. Look at the scribes and Pharisees and the high priests. They've got a whole lot of knowledge, but there's no growth. Not only is there no growth, but that it's each year it only gets worse. 40-some years ago in Los Angeles, that was between the years of 68 to 71. At that time, I was in the church in Los Angeles. The church life at that time was truly at a climax. While I was there in those days, I said, oh, how good is this church life? At that time, the brothers and sisters also came to visit from Germany. They asked me to go back, but I really didn't want to go back because I felt like I was in the paradise. If I go over there to Germany, there's nothing there. Thank the Lord. We went over to Germany because beginning in the year 71 to 72, there's no change, but the church went down. Up to 75, it was a mess. It not only did not improve, they did not ascend. It went downward. I said, Lord, how come the church can be like this? At that time, I was also shocked. If the church over there can be like this, when would we ourselves fall into the same condition? Do not think that we are very good and our spiritual condition is very well. It may be good today, but tomorrow, the next year, right? So, brothers and sisters, we all have to be constantly pressing toward the goal. This is the normal condition of a Christian life, that I press on diligently. Don't bother about how other people are. You yourself have to press on diligently. If you do not grow spiritually, do not blame others. Do not blame the fact that, oh, the Sunday morning meeting is not good. Whether it's good or bad, it doesn't matter. Does your spiritual condition depend on the Sunday morning meeting? How about your daily relationship with the Lord? If the Sunday morning meeting is not good, but don't you have the Bible? Does your relationship with the Lord depend on the Sunday morning meeting? It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. One day, we all have to stand before the judgment seat of the Lord. And at that time, you cannot blame others. You can only blame yourself for not pursuing. The Lord is living. And Paul said, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. The Apostle Paul was an example for the Gentile churches. He said, brothers, I do not count myself to have apprehended. Before the Lord returns, that means to say that we have not yet reached the goal. We're still not okay. Personally, we're not okay. And the church is not okay. It is not possible that everyone is not okay, yet the church is okay. If the church is okay, then you should be okay too. Right? I do not count myself to have apprehended, but if someone thinks that he has already attained or apprehended, then you're in trouble. Do not think that we have already apprehended. No. Brother, have you lived enough? How old are you? Dayong is 39. You've lived enough? It's okay. You're done living? You have reached a goal? Not yet, he says. As long as you live, you have to continue to grow. Continue to grow. Continue to mature. There's still many things that you need to learn and experience. You still have to go through many experiences. There's still many things for you to do. Isn't that right? You still have to raise your family. And your child has to grow up. There's still a lot of things that you have to do. You cannot stop, right? Our spiritual life is the same. Besides, what did Paul say? But one thing I do, that is forgetting those things which are behind. No matter how it's been in the past, you cannot turn back. The past is the past, but today is today. If you just talk about the past, that's useless. That's the same in spiritual matters. 50 or 70 years ago, maybe those things were very good. But you cannot remain there. If you remain there, you're done with. It doesn't work that way. Christianity always remained in the past. The Lutheran organization remained in the past 500, 600 years ago. And those who follow Watchman Nee remain in the past 70 or 80 years before the so-called old local churches. When I went over there, they told me themselves that they are the old local church. They remained there. Without growth. Without progress. Lord Jesus, how about us today? You ask yourself, how is your spiritual experience? How's your temper as a wife? Is there change? Do you submit? Do you live out Christ as a husband? You need to know. Don't just live your life like that every day. How is your family life? We all need to learn. Isn't that right? How is the church life? Is there improvement? Is there improvement personally? I also have to ask myself. I have to ask myself also. Oftentimes, others see us more clearly. Because your eyes can only see the other people, and you cannot see yourself. This is what the Lord Jesus said. You can see the speck that is in your brother's eyes. But that beam that you have in your own eyes, you cannot see. And you still think that you're very good. That's why you have to hear what the others say. If you compare yourself to yourself, you're always the best. If you're having a race with yourself, you always come out as number one. You're always the best. But if you compare yourself to the others, there you see the difference. Then you come short. You also have to come before the Lord and let the Lord shine His light upon you. Because you do not know yourself. Oftentimes, that's how it is. You're all plugged up inside and you don't even know about it. That is why Paul's attitude is worthwhile of our learning. First of all, we have to forget the past, forgetting those things which are behind. If a person cannot forget the things in the past, then there's no hope. Whether it's good things or bad things, you have to forget them all. You know, I've seen many people who have left the whatever that system, whatever flow that is. Even after 20 years, they're still scolding them. They just cannot forget those things that are in the past. As soon as they start fellowshipping about it and they're sharing, they start blaming and scolding those people. It's been 20 years, and you're still talking about those things. I said, oh, they cannot forget the past. Once you leave, forget them right away. Because they're still a long way ahead of you in front. But they're people who cannot forget. That is not good. A person who cannot forget the past cannot grow in the spiritual life. If a brother offends you, after 3 years you still cannot forget it, If that's the case, definitely you cannot grow in your spiritual life. I can guarantee you that you will not grow in your spiritual life. You have to learn to be a person who forgets the past. Whether it's the people's mistakes, if you cannot forget, that's not good. On the other hand, you have to press forward diligently and press on to seek Christ. You know for yourself whether your knowledge of Christ is getting richer or not. Brothers, especially the responsible brothers, is our fellowship fresh and new? Is it living? Is our relationship with the Lord more intimate as the days go by? Did the Lord appear to you? Did He speak to you? Did He give you revelation? You have to ask these questions. Right? You teach at the university. You teach Chinese, right? Is there improvement? Is there any? He says, there should be. There should be. That's how it is in the world. It continues to improve. Do not think that just because you're a doctor, you don't need to learn anymore. Each year, you need to have continuing education. You, as an elder, you want to share the word of the Lord. You have to learn daily. The Lord has to speak to you daily. Otherwise, how are you going to lead the church forward? Brothers, isn't that so? That is why we need to learn. And reaching forward to those things which are ahead, pressing toward the goal. We all know the doctrine, but this is not a matter of a doctrine. Sisters, it's the same. You have to grow. We need to have a spiritual goal. For the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Today, we need a goal in our spiritual life. In this verse here, in verse 14, it doesn't just say that there's an upward call of God in Christ Jesus. It means to say that God's calling is to continue for people to go upward, to rise upward. Jerusalem descends from heaven, from God, and it descends from God. But your spiritual life and your spiritual experience need to ascend, need to rise up every day. If you do not pursue, it doesn't work. Besides, this rising upward is very practical. So in the end, when the Lord comes again, you can go together with Him to the heavenly Zion. If you do not ascend today, on that day you will not make it to go up there. Do not think that you cannot go upward today, and when the Lord comes back, the Lord will just lift you up there. Don't dream. Dream on. Don't dream. Paul was pressing toward the goal. He was running the race. He was not crawling. He was running. How about you and I? We don't really care. Whether we go forward or not, it doesn't matter to us. Whether we go backwards, it doesn't really matter. We just live on our daily life, live on in our spiritual life. This is not good. So in these few days, we want to come together to see the songs of ascents. I don't know about the brothers and sisters who have been in the church for so many years. Have you ever paid attention to the songs of degrees, songs of ascents? No. You don't want to go upward? You don't want to ascend? In the Bible, there are no songs of descent. It's a song of ascents. Have we not read it? When we're reading the book of Ezekiel, didn't we see the steps, the stairs going upward? The seven steps going up? In order to enter into the temple. Coming in from the outside, there are seven steps. Seven steps of stairs. And then when you enter in, there are a flight of eight steps. And when you climb up there, you think you have already reached the height. It's not there. You're not there yet. There are 10 more steps. You have to keep climbing up. Don't think it's this simple. It's not that simple. The Lord shows us that our spiritual improvement is always going upward. If you do not have this concept and you come to read the songs of ascents, it's useless. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord have mercy on us. This is not a teaching. You need to have such a concept in you and such a hope. Without such a hope, do not think the spiritual life, it just goes naturally. For your human living, if you do not work hard, you cannot move upward. It's truly so. Do not think that you are a human being, you have a man's life, and automatically you will move upward. If you don't work hard, it doesn't work. If you do not pursue, if you do not go to class, it doesn't work. You all have to work hard. Every brother and sister, do not be lazy spiritually. Do not rely on other people. Of course, we need to encourage one another. But you yourself have to be diligent personally. In 2 Peter, Peter tells us to be diligent, to add on, to keep going upward, to continue to grow. God's work grows constantly, beginning from Genesis chapter 1. That's how it was. Why did God need 6 days to create everything? And on the seventh day, he was done? If I were God, I don't need the first day, second day, third day, fourth day. It takes too long. Say a word, and all things come into being, right? If you had this ability, wouldn't you do that? You would, definitely you would. It's too bothersome. Let's just let all things be, and all things come into existence. The Lord said, let there be light, and there was light. Why didn't he say, let all things be, and all things would come into existence? Then it's done. It doesn't even need one day, just 1 second, and everything would be done. Wouldn't that be good? But God is not like this. He didn't do that. He needed the first day. First created the light. And then there's a second day. It created the firmament. The firmament. And then there's a third day. There was a separation of the dry land from the waters. And the Lord looked at it. And then the dry land and the earth started to have life, growing. Besides its very basic form of life, there's plant life, there's vegetation, there are trees. And then there's a fourth day. There's the sun and the stars, etc. The Lord still had to wait till the fifth day to create the birds in the air and the fish in the sea. Not bad. And then there's the sixth day. God is such a God. Why? Because he wants us to understand that what God creates is something living. It needs to progress day by day. In God's work, he doesn't finish everything all at once. We're not on the seventh, we have not come to the seventh day yet. We're not at the seventh day yet. I don't know which day we're on right now. I hope we're on the morning of the sixth day. You never thought about this. The work that God does on us cannot change us overnight. Because our fallen situation is, we're truly fallen. So, brothers and sisters, may the Lord have mercy on us. In God's work, he wants us to progress day by day, year by year. The more we go on, the brighter it becomes. We get, and the more we continue, the more glorious it becomes. Do not forget that God wants a glorious church. Brother Chen, are we already very glorious? Then hear his answer. Do not be humble. Brother Dehua, are we glorious? How about the church in Penang? Are you glorious? We all have to say we're far from it. We not only do not dare to say it, but we have to say, Lord, we're far from it. Many times I tell the Lord, what should we do? What you want to gain is a glorious church. But our condition today is too poor. That is why I hope that when we come together to see the songs of our sins, that we can reach it all the way to this glorious situation. Christians have one big problem. That is, we remain at a standstill. And we cannot grow. It was the same with the church in Corinth. And with the Hebrews, it was the same. Paul said, it's been so many years, so much time have passed, but you still need people to come feed you. Let's not talk about others. Let's talk about ourselves. Really so. That's why. May the Lord help us to leave the past and to know the beginnings of Christ, leave the past, and to continue to go upward from the elementary school to the middle school, to high school, to the university, to keep going upward. The spiritual life has to be like this. I hope that we all have such a concept individually. Personally, it has to be like this. The same with the church. Now let's take a look at Psalm 120. There are 15 psalms in the Songs of Ascents. We have to know that the Word of God is full of wisdom. It's not the word of man. The word of man is useless. It's God's word. It's God's word. Peter said, God's word did not come from man's will, but it is through the prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit and they spoke. So for God's word, we cannot read loosely, and we should not listen loosely, and we should not speak loosely. Remember what Peter said. Peter said, foremost, it is important that God's word should not be interpreted according to ourselves. That means it's not of our private interpretation. And do not try to understand it by yourself. Because I have to admit that we do not understand a lot. There's a lot that we do not understand. You know, the universe is so big. Do you understand it all? God is even bigger than the universe. It is not possible for you to know too much. That's why you need the Holy Spirit to come teach you, to lead you. That is why God's word is full of wisdom. There is the God's will contained in it. And here in the Songs of Ascents, it's also according to the planning of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit arranged for it to have 15 psalms here. It's not arranged by man. So beginning from Psalm 120 up until Psalm 134, Now, how are these 15 psalms arranged? It's very meaningful. The 15 psalms are divided into five groups. And in each group, there are three psalms. It's for us to continue to go upward. That is why the numbers in the scriptures are also very significant. In the number 15, there's the number 10, number 5, and there's also the number 3. It's divided into five groups, and in each group, there are three. Meaning to say, first of all, we need the triune God to lead us. No, without our triune God, we cannot ascend. Do not think that you can go up there by yourself, by your own ability. By our own ability, you cannot go up one single inch. We are tied down by our flesh. We have the law of gravity tying you to the earth. You cannot ascend. So first of all, we not only need the Lord Jesus, but you also need the Father. You need His Son, Jesus Christ, and you also need the power of the Holy Spirit to lead you up there. Not one of us can go up there by ourselves. Don't think that Paul can go up by himself. Only people who do not know God think that they can ascend by themselves. If you want to go to some other place, you may go by yourself. But if you want to go up to where He is, have you been there? Have you been there? You can only ascend if you are in Christ. You can only go up if you're in the Spirit. Did the Lord Jesus say, no one can go to the Father except through me? Can you go up by yourself? If you go up by yourself, you just want to meet your death. Do not think that it is easy to ascend. No, no. So we all need this glorious God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in order to ascend. The Lord Jesus wants to bring us to the Father. That is why the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, we all have access in Christ Jesus by one Spirit unto the Father. Otherwise, can you make it? Can you make it there? Do you think that you can get to the Father in just in any old way? It's not that simple. That's why we need the number three. God, oh God, apart from you, who can lead me to you? The Lord Jesus is the life, the way, and the truth. He is a reality. Without Him, there's no way for you get to enter in. And besides, without the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter either. In John chapter 14, it tells us that the Holy Spirit came to lead us into all reality. Do not think that, oh, a spiritual giant can lead you. He's so great, he can lead you there. Perhaps he himself has not entered in yet. If he knows how to speak, it doesn't mean that he knows how to enter in. The high priests, the elders, the scribes, the Pharisees, could they help people to enter in? The Lord Jesus said, you not only cannot enter in, and you also hinder others from entering in. Do not think that people who know how to speak can lead you in. I don't know where he may lead you to. There's only this triune God that can lead you in. Only this God can bring you in there. God, who can bring you up the mountain? The heavenly Zion. That is why today is not an age where you follow man. Today is an age where we follow the Lamb. In Revelation chapter 14, if you are not a person who follows the Lamb today, there's no way for you to follow him to the heavenly Zion. Who can lead you there? You want to follow a man? You want to follow me? You truly want to follow me? If I die, do you want to follow me into the grave? I can only lead you into the grave. Do you want to follow me there? Do you follow me? You want to follow me? Brother Delhua, you want to follow me? You know, you have to see very clearly. If you want to follow me, you're going to follow me into the grave.
Amen.
Amen. Why do we still want to follow man? You need to follow the living Lamb, and he will bring you into the heavenly Zion. Those group of first fruits, those mature, the ripened fruits, only they can follow the Lamb and rise up to the heavenly Zion. But you need to mature. You need to mature spiritually. If you're a little child, you just follow anybody. If I just bring you a little piece of chocolate, you'll follow me. Oh, tastes good, it's so sweet. Yummy, yummy. Okay, follow me. I'll give you chocolate every day. Swiss chocolate. German Ritter chocolate. Do you want to follow me? Where are you going to follow me to? Into the grave. From this day on, you all have to see clearly. Man can only lead you into the grave. This is what the psalm says. This is not my word. You want to follow kings and princes? They go into the grave and you go there too. This is what the psalms say. So, in order to go upward today, you cannot follow man. You have to follow the triune God. Number two, he just picks you up and takes you there, just like this. What is this three? What does this three depend on? It depends on the power of resurrection. Because you're the fallen man with the corrupt flesh. You cannot rise up. A fleshly person cannot inherit the kingdom of heavens. God's word is not a joke. All those who are fleshly cannot enter into the kingdom of the heavens. So how are you going to enter in? Don't think that God will not change you and He will just lead you in there. If they're all the fleshly people are up in heaven, in the kingdom of heaven, I don't want to go there. You may go there. I don't want to go there. There's so many fleshly people here, and there's so many problems. So, and in the kingdom of heaven, there's so many fleshly people. I don't want to go there. There'll be too many problems there. I wish you happiness there. You may go there. That is why this number three doesn't just mean resurrection, but it's a power of resurrection. And this power of resurrection would change your old creation into a new creation. That is why our triune God, for Him to lead us up there, He needed to do a lot of work in order to bring us up there. Just like you and me, the way we are, you think we can go up there? If that's the case, we would have been up there a long time ago. Even if we could have gotten up there, we cannot get up there. That's why we need to go through death and resurrection. And there's a power of resurrection. He regenerated us. And He regenerated us and changed us. So that we can walk and have our living in the newness of life. Not in the old man, not in the oldness. Oh, with a terrible temperament. Oh, it's fighting. Oh, Lord Jesus. Why are Christians so divided and they fight with one another over and over again? Tell me, can such a person go upward? Rise up? Can people who quarrel and fight rise upward? I don't want to go there. We already fight and so much noise and so much trouble down here already. And if you go up there, you bring the trouble up there. No, no. That is why you have to go through the power of resurrection and be transformed day by day. The old, the fallen self can be reduced, decrease. And the heavenly part would increase in us, change us. Do not think it's easy to change your person. It's not easy. Oh Lord, change me. You have to tell the Lord daily, Lord, I want to ascend. So that's why, Lord, you have to change me. And it's only then that you can reach the number five. The more you grow, the more you are a person who can bear responsibility. That is why these 15 Psalms are divided into five groups. the more you ascend, the more you are qualified to bear spiritual responsibility. Otherwise, there's no way for you to bear responsibility. Oftentimes, the church is just a mess. There's no way for us to bear any responsibility. We often fight with one another. Are you bearing responsibility? Cannot get along with one another. We talk about coordination, but actually, we cannot coordinate. If there's no growth in life, can you coordinate? You try to tell a 2-3-year-old children to coordinate with one another. Can they make it? A five-year-old coordinate with a 6-year-old? You may talk about coordination hundreds of times, but can they coordinate with one another? Let me tell you. I have been in the church life so long, and I've heard of the teaching of coordination for so long. Coordination. In the end, there's fighting. There's disputes and division. A lot of quarreling. There's no coordination. It's not coordination. I see it very clearly. It's not possible for children to coordinate. Do not talk about coordination anymore. When you grow in life, automatically, you have the sense of responsibility within you. It's very easy for you to get along with the brothers and sisters. You can coordinate with anyone. You can coordinate with the elderly. And you also can coordinate with the younger ones. But if you did not grow in life, you are way up there and you think you are right. You are it and nobody else is right. I am spiritual. He is not spiritual. We cannot coordinate. It doesn't work. You're no good and he's no good. Oh, the ones that came from Germany, oh, they're much worse. Even worse. Exactly. It's only I who can coordinate with me and myself. Tell me, am I spiritual? You used to say, Brother John, there's a problem with you. There's a problem. So, brothers and sisters, it's not easy to ascend. It's not easy. The more you ascend, the more you would be able to bear responsibility. Because you have matured more in life. And you become more humble. And you're willing to lower yourself. Do not think that just because you have ascended, you're way above everybody else. This life is a life that condescends. A life that lowers itself. The more you ascend, the more you would lower yourself. We should not say more. In the end, you can bear spiritual responsibility. You can be responsible towards God, and you can also be responsible towards man. Our responsibility is toward God and also toward man. It's not one-sided. It doesn't mean to, oh, I'm just responsible towards God and I don't care about you. It's not like that. If that's the case, you only have 5 commandments. You do not have 10 commandments. You only have half, because that one half is false. Our God does not do a half work. If you truly are responsible towards God, you definitely would be responsible towards man as well. If you truly love God, you would also love others as yourself. What did John say? If you love God, who is not, if you love the invisible God and yet you do not love the brothers you see, it doesn't work. Do you think that if you cannot love the brothers you see, you can love the God whom you cannot see? It doesn't work that way. It's not possible. Do not deceive yourself and do not deceive others. You love God. If you love God, you will love others as yourself. Because all the ten, for the 10 commandments, 5 commandments are towards God and 5 commandments are towards man. So what is the conclusion? First, you have to love God with all your strength, with all your might, with all your heart. That's all your will. And the second commandment is to love your brothers, to love others as yourself. If you do not ascend, can you do this? Many times what we do when not truly the real thing, it's half true and half false. Then is it really false or is it true? It's hard to tell. May the Lord have mercy on us. It's 10 o'clock. I'm sorry. We haven't even started yet. Well, you might as well just read it for yourself. Amen.